Singapore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We cannot support the use of lactose peroxide in international trade unless it comes with a footnote as proposed by New Zealand, as what the top table has suggested. That one, we can live with it.
South Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I'm not sure if I'm putting the spanner in the works here, but essentially, trade happens by agreement between two parties, which makes the footnote superfluous, in my opinion. That principle, for me, is a foregone conclusion that in trade, there would be two, the importer, the exporter, and therefore, it makes the footnote superfluous. It's unnecessary, in my opinion. I see. Thank you.
South Africa, would you object because of that superfluous nature of the footnote?
Chair, I'm just saying superfluous. Thank you.
Microphone for Jamaica, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jamaica would like to support the lifting of the ban on the lactoperoxide system with the footnote as advanced by New Zealand. Thank you.
Thank you. We should be mindful of the way we utilize our time here. So I'm going to ask those with objection only to put up their flags, or those with reservations, and we shall note the list here and then summarize on the way forward. Let me be very clear. I'm not opening the floor for you. I'm only noting that you object, and then your name will come in my summary. So we have Cote d'Ivoire, Sudan, Uruguay, Paraguay, Togo, Mali, Guinea, Venezuela, Thank you very much. The summary for this item is the Commission has agreed to lift the restriction and a footnote be put as provided for in the text by New Zealand, and their actions by Uruguay, Cote d'Ivoire,
Sudan,
Paraguay,
Togo,
Mali, Guinea, and Venezuela. That will be noted in the report. Thank you very much for your understanding. The next item in our document, Alinom 09/32, sorry, Cuba, please.
Dar que Cuba considera, a la luz de todas estas deliberaciones, que esta restricción, esta limitación, debe ser definitivamente levantada sin ninguna otra posibilidad.
I'm sorry for Cuba. You may have to resubmit, please, because we couldn't get the translation through. Cuba, please.
Bueno, de otra manera, que se adicione la reserva sobre la restricción de la nota, sobre sobre contemplar la nota. Gracias.
That will be noted in the report. Timely distribution Chile, please.
Gente, pero había entendido mal la propuesta y yo opino igual que Cuba, quiero que Chile también conste en la pensamos que aparezca que hagan países acuerdo en un tema del códex es altamente perjudicial, incluso en normas a futuro. Si vamos a poner que la ractopamina se haga con acuerdo entre algunos países, va a ser bastante peligroso el precedente que se está sentando. Gracias, señor presidente.
Chile, we shall add you on the reservation list for the footnote. Ecuador.
Gracias, señor presidente. También puede poner a Ecuador en esa lista. Gracias.
Thank you very much, delegates. We really don't need to reopen the discussion. We have to be mindful of use of our time. But we need to make decisions. I'm going to ask the secretary to clarify the actions and the decisions that we are making so that it is clear to everybody. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the sake of our time, when we will adopt the report on Saturday, the decision of this commission is to lift a restriction on the use of lactoperoxidase system and add a footnote and add a text to footnote 9 to the Code of Practice for Milk and Milk Products that any trait in milk treated by the lactoperoxidase system should only be on the basis of mutual agreement between countries concerned and without prejudice to trade with other countries. And we will list those delegations who expressed their reservation that the additional text to footnote was added. Our understanding that they wanted to lift restriction without any condition. So their reservation, it's not on all decision because we are lifting. We are lifting the provision, but their reservation that we adding footnote to the Code of Hygienic Practice, just to clarify in order to make things very clear where the reservations are.
I hope that clarifies the issue, and I wish to maybe add that additional footnote will be handled by the Secretariat, and we don't need to send the text back to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. Thank you very much. Timely distribution of Codex documents. Timely distribution of documents, Codex document, this item has been handled under agenda item 11B. And we really don't need to go through the debates that we have already undertaken. I would therefore wish to move on to the next item, which is proposed draft generic certificate. I recognize the flag of Chile. Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Concuerdo con usted y tampoco pretendo alargar el debate referente al tema de la oportunidad de obtención de los documentos para las reuniones de la comisión, pero sí, en el día de ayer hicimos ver las necesidades que teníamos de poder trabajar y quisiéramos, en una próxima oportunidad, efectuar propuestas en torno a poder solucionar el problema. Y en eso esperamos trabajar tanto como países de Latinoamérica y el Caribe, como apoyados por la Secretaría y en el Comité de Principios Generales pensamos que es el seno en el cual deberíamos tratar de hacer una acción propositiva. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chile, for that practical solution to the challenge we have. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solo para complementar la propuesta hecha por Chile, durante el comité ejecutivo se había propuesto que una forma para poder agilizar los reportes era el contar con un formato específico en el que todos los delegados presentaran los comentarios a los documentos de la misma forma, de modo tal que ayudáramos al secretariado a poder hacer la traducción más rápida de los documentos e identificar los cambios con más claridad. Si gustan, México puede proponer la matriz y mandarla al secretariado. Gracias.
United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. I do appreciate that the discussion was held yesterday, but this offered me an opportunity to perhaps build on something that was brought up yesterday, and that was one of the factors in preventing timely distribution of documents, as I understand it, are some of the problems with translations. And I think we have some opportunities to look at some ways to improve that and increase some efficiencies in that area. I understand that it was discussed, the idea of using technology, software, technology to do translations. I understand that came up yesterday, but I'm going to raise it again because I think it could be an option for facilitating translation. I recognize limitations, I recognize that it needs development, but I do think it's something that Codex ought to at least look at. We may find that it won't work, but we're not going to find that out if we don't look at it. And I'd suggest that Codex approach some companies, I'm not going to mention any names, but some that are in the forefront of developing such software with the possibility of working with them to test it and possibly refine it. I think it might have lots of applications in terms of not just speeding translations, but perhaps even offering opportunities to have translations in more languages. The United States would be very willing to work on this endeavor, and perhaps some other countries would like to join us, but we think this offers some real potential. Thank you.
Thank you very much, United States. These are the sort of practical solutions we are looking for from the member states, ICT solutions that could enable us move forward, especially in the area of translation. Finland, please.
And Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Finland is quite a small country with three official languages, so we have some familiarity with these issues of translation, and we look in favor of ideas put forward to use also some modern technology to solve these questions, despite of some problems which have been existing there. Therefore, we would support the proposal made by the U.S. delegation, and we would also be volunteer to assist the Secretariat in this question. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Finland. India, please.
Thank you, Chairman. India is not a small, so small country. We have 16 official languages and about 1,000 dialects, and we would be very happy to cooperate with the U.S. on this suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, India. Colombia, please.
Ayer, cuando analizábamos el tema, la propuesta de la señora presidenta que estaba oficiando en esos momentos estaba enfocado en ese sentido. Sin embargo, yo pienso que el enfoque es totalmente equivocado como lo estamos teniendo en cuenta. ¿Por qué? Porque nosotros no tenemos que partir de la versión en un idioma sabiendo que los idiomas oficiales son varios. Entonces, tiene que partirse de la simetría de la información. Y cuando nosotros en cada una de las reuniones de los comités o de la comisión aprobamos unos proyectos de actas, ellos están en ese momento en los idiomas oficiales, ¿o me equivoco? Entonces, no hace falta más que darle una refinación a esas versiones existentes ya en esos idiomas para que sean distribuidas oportunamente. Insisto, por principios, por incumplimiento de los estatutos, del manual de procedimiento y de las directrices para operar en los comités y en los grupos de acción, no puede ser el enfoque ese. No podemos partir de un idioma para dar versiones en otros. Hay idiomas oficiales y como tal, la distribución tiene que hacerse en esos idiomas. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia. We note your intervention. Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Indonesia is different with the other country because Indonesia is not codec official language or official speaking countries. We cannot speak French, English better than you all. But however, we support intervention by United States. This is a big problem for our country because we are not in codec official language. So, but I don't think this is the big problem for this commission because I feel that the report or the what you call it, the report and also the documentation of the codec is very good indeed. So we are very comfortable with what Secretariat done right now. Thank you, Madam.
Once again, this issue was discussed under agenda item 11B. We had some lively discussions about this particular item. There are actually two complementary proposals on the floor, and I would want us to support these proposals as a way forward. The first proposal is for a group of countries who would produce a document of trying to solve this particular issue, which is a welcome intervention, in my view. The second complementary proposal is to look at IT solutions in trying to address this issue. And currently, a number of member states have offered to try, led by the United States, Finland, India, and others, a solution which will be tried on experimental basis. It is a solution that will have to be acceptable eventually by the Commission. I think it is our obligation as the Commission members to try something and not fail to try. I would therefore like to propose to the Commission that we take those two proposals, that the document from the member countries as proposed by Chile and Mexico to find solutions to this problem will be forwarded to the Secretariat, while the United States will lead the member states who are interested in finding ICT solutions to the problem. The IT solutions will probably be tried on an experimental basis to see whether it addresses our problem. I would like us to leave this item at that. I see general agreement to my summary. Thank you very much. Sorry, Argentina.
Señor presidente, Argentina está de acuerdo en explorar otras alternativas y que la Comisión encomiende esta tarea. Lo único que pediríamos es que estos documentos no se distribuyan de manera oficial hasta tanto los países involucrados en estas traducciones no puedan verificar la fidelidad con la que pueden trabajar estos sistemas informáticos. Asimismo, Argentina se ofrecería a trabajar conjuntamente con Estados Unidos a través de su traductora de Codex a los efectos de verificar y de probar estos sistemas para ver hasta dónde las traducciones son verdaderamente aceptables. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Argentina. That is exactly our summary, because we have to do this on experimental basis. And when all the members are satisfied, then we will be able to implement this. Thank you very much. Some clarification by Secretary on the process for the documents that will be prepared to address some of these issues. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Just to clarify for us here, as we have to write it clearly in the report what we are going to do, If I have understood correctly, the document on proposals to improve the situation of document distribution and others, as proposed by Chile, is going to be produced in cooperation with a number of countries and is going to be sent through the Secretariat to the Committee on General Principles. That is one thing. Second, I've heard a number of countries led by the United States who are interested in exploring how far modern tools like electronic translation can take us. And what we would expect from that is probably the comparison of some documents which have been translated manually and have been translated by the system to see how far we can go. In my view, this is also a bit of a study which then could be reported back to, I have no preference, back to the Commission or back to CCGP. I have no preference on that, but I haven't clearly heard where you want to report this to, if you want to make this report directly to the Commission or if you would like to make it to the Committee on General Principles as well. Thank you very much. As the other one is going to go to General Principles, we could go...
So just to clarify for our report, this experimental study of translation, IT solutions, the report will come to the Commission through the Executive Committee. I hope we are clear on that process. Thank you very much for your understanding. Thank you very much. I see us coming to our close time, but Secretariat has information of how we are going to proceed. So if you can bear with us, please. Thank you very much.
In view of the quite extensive discussions that we have had, we would have a night session tonight as well. Before letting you go to a break until 6 o'clock, I would just want to inform you about the results of the nominations for the vice chairpersons of the Commission. I have in front of me a number of nominations, and I will read out to you the persons nominated for the post of vice chairperson. We have three posts for vice chairperson. I have nominations for three persons at the moment. I have nominated Mr. Sanjay Dave from India. I have Mr. Ben Manindo from Uganda and Mr. Knut Ostergaard from Denmark. As I explained yesterday, if the number of candidates does not exceed the number of posts, the Commission may take the decision, the election, on the basis of general consent. And we would reconvene the session at 6 o'clock. Thank you very much.